Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
It's a sad reality that we live in an imperfect world and we are all imperfect people. We don't always have the ability to act the best way that we can. And so what that often means is that we often can't get through a day or a week or sometimes, you know, even a bus trip without being wronged, without experiencing something which has an impact on us because it's not in line with, you know, sometimes maybe how we act. So there's a couple of simple things we can do to help us to navigate this. I mean, often when if we can understand that this is the way the world is, then we can often then take some simple steps to navigate this world and actually make our lives a little bit easier because of that. The first step is to just acknowledge the fact that there's a really good chance that we may be wronged at a certain point in our lives, and that there is always a possibility that this can happen, that the world isn't perfect, and that by acknowledging this and acknowledging the probability that things aren't always going to go our way, we're actually going to be a lot more prepared for it. So sometimes it's about looking at our expectations. Sometimes if we have too high expectations for things, we can actually complicate our world inadvertently. So sometimes if we can tone those back a little bit, we can actually make our path a little bit smoother. The reality is things may not always be how we want them to be, but that doesn't mean that we can't overcome that, we can't be resilient through that, and we can't survive. So the second step, whenever something happens that we deem to have wronged us, there is a real difference between a reaction and a reflection and an action. A lot of people fall into the trap of simply reacting and acting without a real understanding of either themselves or the situation. And what that means is that often that causes more problems than it resolves. So some simple questions whenever we feel like we've been wronged, it's really important to ask ourselves, what do I think I see happening here? And did you notice that there was a key word, think, in there? That sometimes it's our perception of things that can actually create a wrong where there may not have been one before. Really important to consider our perception and how this may actually influence how I'm feeling about this situation. When we perceive things a certain way, that tends to stir up emotions for us. And then from there, how am I thinking about this situation and how am I going to respond based on that? If my perception creates intense emotions, then I'm probably going to have an intense response. The more I'm able to understand that and to be able to exercise some control over that, the less likely I am going to be to create negative consequences for myself and others. Here's a mind game that we can play this week is, whenever I hear the word wrong, I think of binary opposites. Now, a binary opposite is something that exists that actually helps to define its opposite by its existence. So think about right and wrong. They tend to define each other. So whenever I think about being wronged, then by virtue of that, because it's a binary opposite, then I am then by virtue of that right. So it's really important to consider that and actually consider how there's equally likely a chance that maybe both parties could be right in this situation. There's equally likely a chance that both parties could be wrong in this situation. And it's also really important to consider that there may be an answer in between these things. And so maybe it's not about right and wrong, but actually understanding how the situation's played itself out and then managing it and navigating it based on that. We'll be back next week with some more simple strategies for managing and working towards reflection and then action rather than reaction.